It's time for Marathon High School Basketball on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 to 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Marathon Basketball is brought to you by Varney Brothers Kitchen and Bath, the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Sun Printing, the Dirks Group, Rickner's of Little Chicago, Fisher Transportation, Four Seasons Screen Printing, County Materials, Twin Forest Products, the Marathon Athletic Club, Marathon Cheese, Marathon City Sports Center, Marathon Family Dentistry, Marathon Park City, Mark's Chiropractic, the People's State Bank, Subway of Marathon, and Underwood Construction. It's time now for Marathon High School Basketball on your home for the Red Raiders, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
And welcome to Auburndale High School. I am downtown Oliveira sitting in for Tom Weaver tonight as we begin the WIAA regional semifinals here. Auburndale, fourth seeded in the D5, is going to be hosting your Marathon Red Raiders. 12 in the bracket, so the Red Raiders on Tuesday night with a convincing 63-28 win over Nakusa at home. They win tonight. Most likely they go up against St. Mary's, the number one seed in the bracket. Tomorrow on the road, St. Mary's is facing Princeton. Princeton, slight upset the other night on Tuesday. Of course, this was supposed to be Thursday, Saturday. Given the weather, it will be back-to-back games, so it'll see how the front end, both teams well-rested. We'll take a quick three-minute break. When we come back, we'll look more at your Marathon Red Raiders and the Auburndale Eagles. You're listening to Marathon Red Raider Girls Basketball on Bull Falls Radio 98.9.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
County Materials is growing. For more than 75 years, they've manufactured concrete construction and landscape products used to build the communities where Americans live, work, and play. County Materials offers competitive wages and opportunities for growth and relocation. County Materials provides on-the-job training and skills development and certification opportunities. Together, they're building a company that hardworking people are proud to work for, live near, and do business with since 1946. Build a rewarding career with County Materials by visiting workatcounty.com.
Marathon City Sports Center is open for carryout orders. All of their delicious menu items are available, including their fresh homemade pizzas, burgers, sandwiches, and, of course, fish fries. Call in your order to Marathon City Sports Center at 715-443-2522 on Tuesdays and Wednesdays from 4 till 8, Thursdays through Sundays from 11 till 8. Everyone at Marathon City Sports Center at the top of the hill in Marathon hopes you and family stay safe and healthy.
At People's State Bank, they always see the potential in helping communities throughout North Central Wisconsin. People's is a community bank that's proud of its legacy, but keeping an eye on the future. Staffed with friends and neighbors ready to listen to you and find the best financial solution to help you see your potential. Visit your local People's State Bank location or bankpeoples.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Does your office have a disaster plan for data? Have you tested your backups? Even something as simple as a hard drive failure, power outage, employee error, or lightning strike can stop your business cold if you can't get to your documents or email. Prolonged downtime costs money and could cost your company everything. That's why the Dirks Group offers Rapid Recovery, a disaster recovery solution that can help you get your data back fast. Rapid Recovery uses a remote backup system that's monitored and verified so you know your backups will work in the event of a disaster. With the Dirks Group and Rapid Recovery, you get the peace of mind of knowing everything is taken care of. Your data can be restored quickly, accurately, and easily. Visit DirksGroup.com to learn more about Rapid Recovery and other Dirks Group IT services that go beyond the network.
And welcome back to Walker Dale High School on downtown Island Road. Standing in, sitting in, however you want to put it, for Tom Weaver tonight, WIAA Regional Girls Semifinals. Again, back-to-back games tonight and tomorrow. The Red Raiders coming off a 63-28 win over Nakusa, who are 12th seeded. Talked to Coach Jeff Schneider before the game. He'll be joining us for our Marathon Park City post-game show. And he said that the key right now is going to be for the Red Raiders being able to stop the Auburndale shooting. So when we take a look right now at some of the stats, the most likely starters for the Red Raiders in the backcourt, Ashley Fakatong, 11.8 points per game. She's a senior. Chloe LaValle, 5 points. Sophomore Kyla Heisey, 2.5 points. Callie Prohoda, 12.2 points, and another senior, so this is a veteran team, Hannah Baldeschweiler, 4.2 points. When you take a look at the Red Raiders, as I said, they came in seeded fifth. Fourth, fifth, and sixth in this bracket are Merrillwood South. Manawa was seventh seeded, Nisida eighth seeded, Princeton Green Lake Trailways West. They were 4-19 on the regular season. Marathon was 12-12. Auburndale 15-9. So on paper, and having the home court advantage, the Red Raiders got their work cut out for them tonight. We're going to take another 3-minute break, and we'll be back with the starting lineups. You're listening to Marathon Red Raider WIAA Girls Regional Semifinal Basketball on Bull Falls Radio 98.9.
In the state of Wisconsin is in a school bus. Fisher Transportation has been providing safe transportation for our kids to and from school for over 60 years. Family owned and operated, Fisher Transportation serves the school bus needs for the Marathon, Edgar, and Athens school districts. We're always happy to provide you with more information about our company and services and answer any questions by calling 715-352-2169. Fisher Transportation is proud to support the Marathon Red Raiders.
Marathon Cheese Corporation is looking for dedicated workers to join our winning team on second and third shift. Wages start at $17.27 per hour, and there's plenty of opportunity for advancement and higher wages. If you're looking for a job with great pay and benefits, with a set work schedule in a clean, climate-controlled environment, stop in at 304 East Street in Marathon and fill out an application, or check out our website at www.mcheese.com. That's www.mcheese.com for a listing of all of our open positions.
Mark's Chiropractic in Marathon offers a variety of services for all ages. Dr. Keith Marks, with 22 years of experience, has treated Marathon with professional chiropractic services for 18 years at 117 Main Street. If you're suffering with headaches, neck or lower back pain, arm or leg issues, or experiencing numbness, call Mark's Chiropractic at 715-443-6777 for an appointment. Everyone at Mark's Chiropractic wish the Red Raider team success throughout the year. Win or lose, we've got your backs. When it's time to remodel your home, it's time to call Underwood Construction. Underwood Construction specializes in roofing, siding, decks, garages, and tile installation. Kevin and Craig Underwood bring 15 years of experience to your project and are fully insured. Serving all of North Central Wisconsin's construction and remodeling needs, call Craig Underwood for a free estimate at 715-573-5754. Underwood Construction is a proud supporter of Marathon High School Sports.
What your idea of winter fun. It's hitting the trails after a fresh snowfall and you're thinking new snowmobile. It's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. If you're thinking new four-wheel drive vehicle to get you to the downhill slopes or the cross-country trails, it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Quick, easy loan applications, friendly lenders, and great rates make CCU the lending leader in financing fun. If your idea of winter fun isn't in the snow, maybe hitting the highway in a new motorhome is the way to go. Just give CCU a call. Financing for motorhomes and winter getaways. When you think fun, think Clover Belt Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Call CCU for your great rate financing. Dial 715-842-5693 or apply online or from your smartphone. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money. Keeping our community strong.
And welcome back to Auburndale High School as the starters are now being introduced. Downtown Olive Grove, pleased to be bringing you WIAA regional semifinal action here from Auburndale as the Eagles host the Red Raiders. Starters were as anticipated. Ashley Fadakathong, LaValle, Heisey, Prohoda, and Baldishweiler. Now for Auburndale, they've got Krings, they've got Earl, Anna Marie Howie, daughter of the coach. And so we take a look at the other starters for the Red Raiders. Got a three referee crew. Tip-off is just moments away. Let's see who else is out there starting for the Red Raiders. Excuse me, for Auburndale. They also have Lily Hasserl. Hasserl, there's the tip. Red Raiders save it in the backcourt, picking it up there. Very quickly gets it. Bit of thong. Top of the key. Heisey in the lane, all pass, knocked away. Pass went from Baldishweiler, and that one was knocked away. So there's a turnover for the Red Raiders. 17:35 left. Driving the lane, there's the bump off the backboard nicely. Grimm puts down the bucket. That makes it 2-0. 35 seconds in. Red Raiders quickly into the forecourt. Taking it on the left side is LaValle. Get in the lane. Nice move, pretty play in the lane for LaValle. Makes it 2-2. No full court pressure either way. Driving the lane, kicks it out left side. Oh, he has it. Top of the key extended, Grimm. 2-2, 16:58 left, first half. Oh, nice behind the back. Outside right. Started for the shot, drives in the lane. No good, rebound. No good, rebound, LaValle. So putting it up twice there was Grimm. Check that. That was Fadakathong. And now there's going to be a jump ball call. And it will go to Auburndale. So we got 2-2 tie. Downtown Olive Grove is pleased to be bringing you the action right here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9. We'll keep you updated on the score from the other game, Wausau West, with Chad Holmes bringing you the play-by-play. Top of the keys, offset left, Grimm passes right wing. Long three-pointer, nothing but net for Krings from the right wing. Boy, she really dropped that shoulder. If anybody moved in, that was an easy block. 5-2. Kathong. Gets it to LaValle. LaValle left wing. Baldishweiler. Driving the lane, stop, kicks it out. No open three looks right now, left side. Trying to get down in the low post, calling for the ball there was Heisey. Another turnover, ball's loose, and now it's going to be, oh, they're going to, both had their hands on it. No call. And quickly the Eagles move it into the forecourt. They're up 5-2. Right wing. Krings down to right corner. Trying to get space for the step back jumper. Now driving the baseline. Oh, nice move in the passing lane there by LaValle. Turnover for the Eagles. Prohoda, right wing, in the corner to LaValle. LaValle gets it into the block on the right side. Oh, too far out to try to put up the shot was Heisey. Blocked by the bottom of the backboard. 14:55 left, first half, 5-2. There's one into the low post, and there's another turnover. The pass was into the low post to Ertl. She couldn't hold on to it, and coming up with it is LaValle. LaValle, top of the key. The ball to Schweiler, driving in the lane. And what are they going to call? And we got one, the referee wants a violation. The other was calling a foul. And we got a foul on Krings. First personal, first team for the Eagles. Couple substitutions checking in. Love checks in. And now Crane checks in. Kyla. Or Maya Krings. So baseline right inbound. Got to quickly get it in and throws it all the way back. Taking it Prohoda. Prohoda goes off left side. Pass to the left wing. Oh! Oh! That one didn't go. And I thought for sure they were going to call LaValle for the travel. She got the hop, skip, and jump, but still missed the shot. Now there's a three-pointer top of the key. No good. Pulled down on a rebound by Owie. Owie on the left side for the Eagles. Wing right. Offset left side, Owie. They're passing the right side. No open threes here. Now driving the baseline. It's shut off. Off the backboard. Nowhere near the rim. Pulling it down is LaValle. She had the position for a nice rebound. 13:53 left. Wing right for the Raiders is Prohoda. Prohoda across the left. Pitathong. Pitathong drove, then passed it out. Down in the low post, left side. Trying to go inside, off the board, no good. It was a nice turnaround there by Helke, but missed everything. 5-2. Cold shooting both ways. 13:25 left, first half. Wing left for Grimm. Offset left, now down to the wing left again. No easy cutters here. Man-to-man defense both ways. 13:05 left. Top of the key, offset right, Maya Kings. There's a three-pointer from the left wing, no good. Pulling it down nicely. Strong rebound there by Ashley Fakitong. I apologize, Ashley. And there's a turnover pass. And again, that's third turnover trying for the lead pass. A nice block. A beautiful block from behind for Emma Lovins, who's standing out of bounds as the ball went out of bounds. She kept an easy basket there, and it was a good, clean block. 12:41 left. And there's going to be a timeout. We'll take one as well. 5-2 Auburndale, 12:41 and a half. You're listening to regional WIAA girls basketball playoff action on Bull Falls Radio 98.9.
At Marathon Family Dentistry, 981 Bluestone Lane, our goal is to give you the smile you've dreamed of having. Our team is ready to listen to you, answer all of your questions, and make your visit a relaxing, pain-free experience. For more information and to set up an appointment, call 715-443-2200 or visit us online at marathonfamilydentistry.com. Dr. Noel Marks, Dr. Corey Schultz, and all of us at Marathon Family Dentistry proudly support the Red Raiders and all of our Marathon student athletes.
And welcome back to Auburndale High School. I am downtown Ollie Burroughs. 12:41 left here as the Eagles lead the Red Raiders inbounding baseline right for the Eagles. Right wing there, Grace Krings swings it back. Behind her to Aoi. Offset top left. Back to Aoi on the right side. No easy baskets here. Continuing to swing that ball. Now trying to drive, kicking it out. Down on the wing left to Aoi. Aoi clings it to Grimm. Back in the corner. There's a spin move, but still nobody's shaken free. The Cutters are not getting into the low post, and there's another steal by Tafinathon on her leadoff pass. Oh, no, that's a travel. It was intercepted. She was trying to get it down on the wing left to Prohoda for the drive, but intercepting it with as was Ashley Grimm, but with the travel. 11:54 left in the first half. Fakitathon inbounds it. Love looks at three. Now she drives in. Oh, she threw it away. She couldn't make up her mind if she wanted to shoot the jumper. She did that to avoid the travel. 11:44 left, first half. Auburndale Eagles leading your Red Raiders 5-2. Downtown Edinburgh's pleased to bring in the action right here on Bull Falls Radio. There's the three-pointer. No good. That was Aoi. Love with the rebound. Love brings it up. Nice ball handling. Oh, she tries to pass it down low. Loop pass. That's the fourth turnover. There's an open wing left. Three off the glass. Grimm, 5 points of the eight. So Auburndale takes an 8-2 lead. Dow in the lane, knocked away. Oh, they're saying that she lost it. Baseline referee says Elke lost it. So that's the fifth turnover. Some substitutions out there for the Red Raiders as Coach Snyder is trying to find a unit that can put the ball in the hoop. Aoi's got the ball left wing. Passes right wing to Krings. Now there's Aoi going in left. Oh, they're going to call the foul. She had an easy layup. Let's see who's going to get the foul. Kyla Heiss gets the foul. First personal, first team. Going to the free throw line, shooting two. First one for Aoi goes down. That makes the score 9-2. Marathon trailing the Eagles on the road. WIAA regional semifinals makes the second one. So that makes it 10-2. Marathon needs to be able to get that ball in the basket. Nice pick up high there by Heise. Fakitathong. Oh, knocked away again. And let's see, it's going to stay Red Raiders ball. The Red Raiders have not been able to get those open outside jumpers because all eight of the floor basket or floor points have been outside jumpers. There it is down to the baseline. Knocked away, tried to go up, blocked. Doing the blocking there was Schulte. Quickly, Marathon back on defense. Kick the outside, driving and putting the ball down off the rim. 4 points now for Aoi, 12-2. 10 minutes plus left in the first half. Red Raiders desperately need to get some scoring. There's a drive. Quick whistle. Krings. First personal, second team. Trying to get a step on her was Ashley Fakithong. Inbound near side. Down to low. Knocked away again. Was a pass from Prohoda. Trying to get it down in the low post. Knocked away. Six turnovers. Unofficially for the Red Raiders. Cross court pass, right side, driving again, throwing it up awkwardly, and Fakitathong gets it ahead. There's the layup, and that's a bucket for Prohoda. That cuts it to 12-4 with 9:28 left. Red Raiders went about 7 minutes without scoring. Three-pointer right side. He dropped the shoulder again. Grace Krings, and she's got six on two threes. That takes it to 15-4. Right side pass. LaValle. Top of the key. Gets it back from Heisey. Hop, skip, jump. And there's going to be a foul. It'll be a two-shot foul. So we had that Marathon Parts City timeout. Owie gets her third team foul at the free throw line. Shooting two is LaValle. Puts up the first. Nothing but net. He's got three. The Red Raiders have got five. Substitutions both ways. Checking out for the Red Raiders is Heisey. LaValle is shooting the second of two. And that missed everything. No, they're saying that hit the front. No, that did miss everything. And so that's going to be inbounds now. A little bit of pressure in the backcourt by Helty. Quickly breaking into the forecourt. Has it on the left side as Ertl. Right wing side pass to Krings. Krings tries to get it down low. Another defensive play. Baketathong puts it up. Oh, beautiful move from right hand to left hand. Pretty play, and that cuts it to 15-7. She was cut off on the right hand and went to the offhand off the glass and in. 15-7. There's a long three, and again, Krings, she's got three threes and nine of the 18 points. And this is exactly what Coach Snyder said. Got to stop that shooting. Little bump and run up. There's another turnover on the pass, trying to get it down to Baketathong. And I'll get that name right, hopefully, at halftime, folks. Standing in for Tom Weaver. Downtown Audubon, pleased to be bringing you the action right here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9. 17:50 left. Red Raiders trailing by double digits. There's Krings. Nice back, behind the back pass. Going all the way in, and oh! Baseline official made the call from the back side, and they're calling a two-shot foul. Walderschweiler gets the foul. Putting down the first one is Grimm. She now has 6 points, shooting the second. Becker checks in now. So Chikawi keeping fresh legs out there for the Eagles. 19-7, in and out. So 3 of 4 from the free throw line for the Eagles. Very quickly, Red Raiders get it into the forecourt. Nice weave, down low, lost again. Nice pass, but not able to hold on to it was Helke. 7:22 left. Red Raiders playing tight defense right now. Only got two team fouls. There it is, low post. No, knocked away. Oh, trying to clear the rebound and throw a little bit of weight around. Ertl loses it. Baketathong gets it outside to Prohoda. There's driving the lane. Oh, off the ledge, trying to get it in. That's 8 turnovers for the Red Raiders. Coach Snyder very concerned. And now they're going to call a travel, trying to dribble down baseline, and she was shut off. Ashley Grimm. And there's going to be a timeout. We're going to take one as well. 6:45 and a half. Eagles 19, Red Raiders 7. You're listening to Marathon Red Raider Girls WIAA Regional Semifinal Basketball right here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9.
The Eat Fresh Refresh just won't stop. Now Subway is refreshing their catering with easy order platters and box meals perfect for any occasion. Start with our sandwich or wrap platters. They're loaded with craveable trout pleasers to feed your crew without all the work. Or try our individually packaged box meals, each with a tasty 6-inch sub, foot-long or wrap, plus chips and a freshly baked cookie. So when you have a group to feed, make it fun, delicious, and easy with catering from Subway. Visit Subway.com to place your catering order. Advance notice may be required.
And And welcome back to Auburndale High School. I am downtown Ollie Burroughs. Pleased to be bringing you Marathon Red Raider girls basketball right here on Falls Rate 1989. 6:45 left in the half. 15 of the 19 points. Three threes for Grace Krings. I mean, she hasn't gone for that much downtown, just outside the line, and she drops that right shoulder. So if you can take a run at her, you got a chance to stop that. But she's got three threes for nine and 6 points for Ashley Grimm, four for Anna Marie Owie. Red Raiders seven, two for Bucket Thong, three for Valley, and two for Prohoda. Down in the low post. Oh, beautiful drive down the lane on the right side for LaValle. She's got five. Red Raiders cut it to 10. Full court press now. Trying to double the ball. Trying to get it from keeping into forecourt. Then dropping back quickly. 6:12 left. Red Raiders trailing by 10. Winner goes on most likely to play tomorrow at St. Mary Catholic as they are facing right now Princeton Green Lake. Back-to-back games now due to the snowstorm. Oh, there's a travel. She knew what she wanted to do, but unfortunately, Becker couldn't drive the lane on the right side, took that step, and then dribbled. 5:51 left in the half. Red Raiders, Love gets it in to Fuckathong. Right side wing, LaValle gets it out top of the key to Halke. LaValle, Halke. Fuckathong starts to drive. Oh, beautiful move. And she just couldn't finish it. Rebound comes down. Oh, they're letting the bodies go. And then they're calling a travel. Both hands on the ball. Body goes down. And then they call the travel. Do not understand that call. Ball goes over, trying to break the press. Eagles get it into forecourt, then Doe, left side wing. Quick moving around, Krings again. This time she misses, but getting the rebound in the lane. Drives. Two-shot foul called. First foul on LaValle. Putting the basket down. Three for three from the line. Owie, she's got 5 points. It's 11 points now. Makes the second one on the roll. So three players, 6, 6, and 9. Quickly, Marathon gets it into the forecourt. Top of the key. Halke, Halke right wing, trying to dribble through traffic. Passes it off. There it is, down low, and this time they do make a foul call. Is going to the hoop. Halke. So we had another Marathon Part City timeout. Coach Snyder trying to see the Red Raiders get back. Halke, no points on the night, shooting two. First one, nothing but net. That makes it 21-10, Auburndale. Checking in real quickly. Baldersweiler's back in. Second one, yes. So the Red Raiders 3 for 4 from the line with threes. Three twos. In the forecourt. Love's trying to harass. Oh, down low. Shut off. Three-pointer from the wing. It was the kick out, and putting it down there was Ertl, and that makes it 23-11. Red Raiders trying to throw it down low again. Bodies on the floor, hands on the ball, and the Red Raiders will keep it inbounding right side. 4:26 left in the half. Downtown Ollie Burroughs, pleased to be bringing you the action. Oh, beautiful inbounds play pass. And Bucket Thongs puts it up, but she's going to go to the free throw line. Grimm picks up her fifth and the team fifth. Bucket Thong puts up the first. Down, puts it down. That's her third. Check that. First three throws, she's got 3 points on the night. Making her first appearance out. No, check that. Heisey's back out there. There's the second one. In and out. So, 4 of 6 from the free throw line. Very quickly, Eagles running the weave. Now driving, kicking out. Top of the... Howie was at the top of the free throw line. Oh, beautiful. Cutting off the pass. Lead pass. Fakitong. Oh! Gets the ball out. Driving the lane, putting it up. And there's a whistle. And going back to the free throw line, let's see who it's going to be. Howie gets her second, team sixth. From here on, it's 1-1 for the Red Raiders. 3:55 left in the half. Non-shooting foul. Red Raiders trying to get that ball down low. Oh, nice move. Baseline, no good. Putting it up again, no good. And this time she draws a foul. Fakitong took the pass. Put it off, short, got the rebound, and she's back at the line. And that's going to be the second foul on Grace Kring. So 3 with 2. And Fakitong makes the first of two. She's got 4 on the night, 2 for 3 from the free throw line and a bucket. Puts up the second, no good. Rebound down. So she's 2 for 4, 4 points. 23-13, 3:35 left. Running that weave again. Working the perimeter. But those 4 threes are the difference right now in this game. 5 threes. No threes for the Red Raiders. Just excellent ball movement for the Eagles. Starting to drive. There's the kick out. And there's another three, and it's blocked. Drop that shoulder. Prohoda blocks it. She gets it, and she goes full court. Prohoda got the pass, and that's going to be a timeout for the Eagles. 23-15, 2:58 left in the half. You're listening to regional WIAA girls semifinal action on Bull Falls Radio 98.9.
There are 4 reasons to see Four Seasons screen printing in Marathon. First, Four Seasons handles screen printing and custom embroidery on tees, long sleeve shirts, hoodies, and dry fits. Second, they're family owned and operated for over 18 years. Third, low prices. And reason number 4 to see Four Seasons screen printing, lightning fast turnaround. Four Seasons screen printing, open Monday through Friday from 8 till 4 at 12508 Highland Drive in Marathon. Call 845-1146. Email the number 4seasonsprint@gmail.com.
And welcome back to Auburndale High School, downtown Auburndale. Pleased to be bringing you WIAA Regional Girls Semifinal action as the Eagles try to get it into the forecourt, reaching in from behind her first personal. Only the fourth team foul is Prohoda right at the midcourt line. 2:52 left in the half. Red Raiders trailing by 8. But those 5 threes, oh, there was a push off, and yes, delayed call. No acting there that I saw from Heisey, and that's an offensive foul on Schulte. And that'll be the 8th team foul. Red Raiders can close the gap here with 2:40 left. Top of the key, getting the pass from Fakitong was Heisey. Heisey passes on the left side. Now back from LaValle to Prohoda. Trying to get it down low. Yeah, there's going to be another foul. And that's going to be Ertl's first personal 9th team foul. So going to the free throw line shooting 1 and 1 will be Heisey. Heisey has no points on the night. 23-15, 2:27 left. There's the first one. Oh, off the back rim. So no second one there. Rebound comes down to the Eagles. 23-15, 2:20 left. Wing right there is Owie. She loses the dribble. Hurdle takes the pass, however, before five is counted. Oh, there was another push off. No call. There's wing left. Put up the shot. Inside, that's two for Ertl at five. 25-15, minute 53 left. Pocketthong, right wing, left wing via LaValle is Prohoda. There's a three-pointer, no good. First three-pointer, I think, of the game for the Red Raiders, and it didn't drop. 25-15, minute 25 left. Oh, driving the baseline, no help. Oh, very fortunate for the Red Raiders. Driving the baseline there was Schulte, and there was nobody there to pick her up. But going end-to-end right now is LaValle. LaValle, oh, she tries to pass it. Pocketthong tries to get it down to the low post, knocked away. That's nine turnovers unofficially for the Red Raiders. 55 seconds left in the half. Red Raiders trail by 10. Right wing now driving. Nice cutoff. Trying to drive. No good. Rebound and putting it down after body goes down. No call. And that will be eight for Owie. 27-15. 35 seconds left for the Red Raiders. Need to finish this one strong. Pocketthong fakes the three. Goes in. Oh, yeah, they called the foul. And that'll be the first personal on Hasserall, but that'll be the 10th team foul. That'll put Pocketthong, who has 2 for 4 front ends of both in the first half, and she's got 4 points, so she's shooting two. Makes the first. That gives her 5 points. Cuts it to 27-16. Coming in quickly for her first work is Sydney Wolfe. Maya Krings goes out with one foul. Ashley puts up the second, rolls it over the top of the rim. 4 for 6 from the line, 6 points, 27-17. Red Raiders try to slow them up a little. Just inside the 10-second line press. 17 seconds left. Clearly going for the last shot. Working the wing to the right side. Going in is Wolf. 6 seconds left. Wolf swings it around, driving, putting it way over, and then off, no good. Rebound, Krings. Couldn't get it. LaValle did pull down the rebound. But at the half, from Auburndale and his WIAA Regional Girls semifinal action, it's the Auburndale Eagles 27, your Red Raiders 17. We'll take three. You're listening to Red Raider Girl Basketball right here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9.
Twin Forest Products of Marathon is a full-service forestry company specializing in the careful, selective harvest of timber for private landowners, businesses, and governmental agencies. Twin brothers John and Jeff Lawrence work hard to uphold positive relationships with their customers, integrity of the logging profession, and safety in their operations. For more information and timber appraisals, call Twin Forest Products in Marathon at 715-443-2700 or go online at twinforestproducts.com.
Parts City. Need auto parts but can't get to a store right now? Head to PartsCityAuto.com. Order your parts online and pick them up at your Parts City Auto Parts store. No shipping costs, easy returns, and convenient pickup on your schedule, in-store or online. Shop any way you like at Parts City Auto Parts.
Marathon Park City, located at 401 Pine Street in Marathon City. Call 715-443-0003.
Parts City. When it's time to create your new kitchen or bath, You think about who to see for cabinets, then who to see for countertops. Now you can do it all in one convenient stop at Varney Brothers Kitchen and Bath in Weston. Varney Brothers begins by creating custom cabinets crafted with rich, gorgeous solid wood. Just imagine the feel of the grain and the exquisite finish. Doors and drawers that operate flawlessly using the finest hardware and glides available. All the result of a relentless pursuit of detail by a Varney Brothers master craftsman. Now complete the look with a custom granite countertop. So polished, so smooth. Varney Brothers Kitchen and Bath is a locally owned family business. They make everything right in their shop, and you'll deal directly with the cabinet maker every step of the way with no middleman. That means your kitchen or bath will only look like $1 million. Turn your kitchen or bath into a custom showplace with the help of Varney Brothers Kitchen and Bath at 715-370-5352. Online at varneybrotherskitchenandbath.com. Varney Brothers Kitchen and Bath, from halfway around the world to your kitchen.
When you order a steak at your favorite restaurant, you expect it to be cooked just right and to have it surrounded with all the sides you want. Hello, my name is Steve Brickner, and I feel the same way about cars. Here at Brickner Motors in Little Chicago, we'll help you order your brand new Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, or Jeep and get it equipped the way you want it and the color you've always dreamed of. That means you won't overpay for something you don't want. This is just another reason people make the drive north of Marathon to Little Chicago. We may be in the middle of nowhere, but there's no better testament that shows we take care of our customers better than anyone else around. You won't hear gimmicks, no overpromising, or under-delivering. Whether you choose from our in-stock selection or order factory fresh, quality vehicles and competitive prices are what keep people coming back again and again. Make the drive out to Brickner Motors on Little Chicago's northeast side and let our family take care of your family. You can count on us.
I am downtown Oliver. Pleased to be bringing you WIAA Regional Girls Basketball D5 semifinals. At the half, the Eagles lead your Red Raiders 27-17. We'll be back in a moment with our Marathon Athletic Club halftime stats. But right now, Marathon Athletic Club supporting Marathon student athletes and all their activities. Wanting you to know what's coming up. On Monday, it'll be girls basketball 7th and 8th grade versus St. Mary's at St. Mary's for one game. The other is at Marathon. On Tuesday, it'll be girls 7th, 8th grade game versus Newman Catholic on the road. Newman Catholic, that was rescheduled from last night. Next Friday, it'll be boys varsity WIAA tournament. Marathon High School boys will be hosting that first round game. And on Saturday, they'll be hosting, should they win the second round game, as they are the number one seed in their sectional. We're going to take another three-minute break, come back with our Marathon Athletic Club halftime stats. At the half from Auburndale, it is the Auburndale Eagles 27, Marathon Red Raiders 17. You're listening to Marathon Red Raider Girls Basketball, WIAA Regional Semifinals on Bull Falls Radio 98.9.
Parents, did you know that the safest way to ride to school in the state of Wisconsin is in a school bus? Fisher Transportation has been providing safe transportation for our kids to and from school for over 60 years. Family owned and operated, Fisher Transportation serves the school bus needs for the Marathon, Edgar, and Athens school districts. We're always happy to provide you with more information about our company and services and answer any questions by calling 715-352-2169. Fisher Transportation is proud to support the Marathon Red Raiders.
Marathon City Sports Center is open for carryout orders. All of their delicious menu items are available, including their fresh homemade pizzas, burgers, sandwiches, and, of course, fish fries. Call in your order to Marathon City Sports Center at 715-443-2522 on Tuesdays and Wednesdays from 4 till 8, Thursdays through Sundays from 11 till 8. Everyone at Marathon City Sports Center at the top of the hill in Marathon hopes you and family stay safe and healthy. Mark's Chiropractic in Marathon offers a variety of services for all ages. Dr. Keith Marks, with 22 years of experience, has treated Marathon with professional chiropractic services for 18 years at 117 Main Street. If you're suffering with headaches, neck or lower back pain, arm or leg issues, or experiencing numbness, call Mark's Chiropractic at 715-443-6777 for an appointment. Everyone at Mark's Chiropractic wish the Red Raider team success throughout the year. Win or lose, we've got your backs.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
What's your idea of winter fun? It's hitting the trails after a fresh snowfall and you're thinking new snowmobile. It's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. If you're thinking new four-wheel drive vehicle to get you to the downhill slopes or the cross-country trails, it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Quick, easy loan applications, friendly lenders, and great rates make CCU the lending leader in financing fun. If your idea of winter fun isn't in the snow, maybe hitting the highway in a new motorhome is the way to go. Just give CCU a call. Financing for motorhomes and winter getaways. When you think fun, think Clover Belt Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Call CCU for your great rate financing. Dial 715-842-5693 or apply online or from your smartphone. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money, keeping our community strong.
Pleased to be bringing you Marathon Red Raider Girls Regional D5 playoff action semifinal style. Red Raiders are back on the court, but nobody gave them any basketballs with which to warm up. A little bit interesting, but as the girls are there, finally they get some basketballs. This is a very intense rivalry within the Marrowood South. Taking a look at the scoring for your Red Raiders from the free throw line, they were 7 for 10, 2 for 2 for Helke for 2 points, 4 for 6 for Fakat Thong. She had a basket as well, and that gives her 6 points, so she's the leading scorer. Also, 5 points for LaValle, a bucket and 1 for 2 from the line, and 2 buckets for Prohoda, but none of those was threes. So when you take a look there at having 5 buckets and you got 5 threes, there's part of that 10 points right there, because 5 threes, 4 buckets, and 4 for 6. Krings, 3 threes for 9 for the Eagles. A 3, a 2, and 1 for 2 from the line for 6 for Ashley Grimm. A 3 and a 2, Ertl for 5, and 8 points for Anna Marie Aoi. She had 2 buckets and 3 for 4 from the line. So the Red Raiders will be defending. They will be going this time from our right to our left, trailing by 10 points here. And so the Red Raiders send out the same starters that they had for the start of the game. Inbounding just in front of us for the Eagles was Ertl into Aoi. Aoi, wing right, 3-pointer from Krings. Oh, she gets the rim and it's down. She's got 4 threes right now, 12 points on the game. Those threes, quick. Oh, look at that. And there's going to be a foul call on, they're going to call the foul on, oh my goodness, a loose ball foul, the equivalent for LaValle. She gets her first second personal. Grings went through her, and she got the foul call. We'll see how this goes. Left side now. Again, nice move by Krings. Gets it behind the back. Wing right. Swung left there to Ertl. Ertl gets it to Owie. Owie back to Krings. 30-17 in the lane. Kicked out nicely to Owie. Up by 13. Content to try to get it down low, and there it was, knocked out of bounds. Pass was down low, knocked out of bounds by Heisey. So it should be baseline basket left. 17:01 left in regulation. Marathon down by 13. Pass into Owie. Owie starts to drive, kicks it out. Another three by Kring. This one's no good. Rebound comes back to the Eagles in the right corner. Cross pass to Krings. So Krings is 4 for 7 in threes. Driving now LaValle. Shut off. Quick look. Bucketong. No good on a three. Red Raiders need those. The ball goes out of bounds before Ashley can get to it. 16:31 left in regulation. Downtown Otterboro is pleased to be bringing you the action right here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9. Winner goes on most likely to St. Mary Catholic tomorrow in the regional finals. Oh, Krings loses it. Oh, they're saying it was knocked away so she could go into the backcourt to get it. Nice tight defense there by Baldersweiler. Oh, down low, and there's the basket. One of those few easy layups, and that makes it 32-17, 16:06 left. Ball was down on the right side. And Grimm puts it down. She's got 8 in the game. Red Raiders trying to drive. Nice move. Left hand. Pretty play there by Fakathong. She's got 8 in the game. Cuts it to 32-19. Red Raiders down by 13. Outside shooting has made the difference here for the Eagles. And once you got to get out there on Krings, that softens that inside defense. Oh, there's going to be a foul call. It's going to be on the side. And that one's going to be on Prohoda with 2 at the half. Appleton East 30, Wausau West 14. And at the half, Edgar 34, Newman 15. Need some recoveries here to see our area teams move on. Oh, they're good. And finally, they call the jump ball. Getting the handle on the ball there was Prohoda. Several other times, especially the baseline official, has let them go when it was clearly a jump ball call. Wing right. LaValle, oh, she tries to leave it for Bucketong. Oh, there's one going down, and she took one to the head. Trying to shake it off there is Grimm. And there was a basket there. Ball gets knocked away. I was not able to see that basket. I think Owie got the basket. I was watching in the backcourt going down hard with a shot to the head was Ashley Grimm. Very quickly, the Red Raiders turned it over. Trailing 34-19, 14:30 left in regulation. Going in, nice defense there. Getting the ball is Heisey. Fakathong trying to go end-to-end. Pretty play. Oh, she puts it up. No foul call. Rebound. Uh-oh. And it goes over and back. Not able to set it because LaValle tipped it back. Love checks in now. And Halke. Red Raiders trailing by 15, 14-13 left. Krings leaves it for Owie. Owie free throw line. No good. Rebound comes down getting it out, but nobody there to get it. Nice rebound. Astral threw it out, and nobody was there. So Red Raiders will get it at the half court. Couple substitutions for the Eagles. 14 minutes even left. Red Raiders trailing by 15. Have not been able to put down a three all night. Oh, there's another turnover on the pass. Taking it is Krings. Krings goes length end to end. And this one was Maya Krings. So that makes it 9 points. Oh, very nice move. Again, she looked like Fakitathong was in trouble. And it's going to be a 30-second timeout. We'll take one as well. 36-21 Auburndale. You're listening to Marathon Red Raider Girls Basketball on Bull Falls Radio 98.9.
Marathon Cheese Corporation is looking for dedicated workers to join our winning team on second and third shift. Wages start at $17.27 per hour, and there's plenty of opportunity for advancement and higher wages. If you're looking for a job with great pay and benefits, with a set work schedule in a clean climate-controlled environment, stop in at 304 East Street in Marathon and fill out an application, or check out our website at www.mcheese.com. That's www.mcheese.com for a listing of all of our open positions.
And welcome back to Auburndale High School, downtown Auburn. Pleased to be bringing you Marathon Red Raider girls basketball as the Red Raiders start to put some full court pressure on, trailing by 15. Krings gets it on the left side, quickly cross court pass. Red Raiders drop back, trying to double the ball. Now there's Krings wide open left wing. Misses again, picking up the rebound. Down on the baseline on the left side was Ertl. 11 points here in the second half. Now down in the low post. And now Krings is going to get called for the foul. That'll be her third personal first team. Should be Red Raiders ball baseline right. Love going to do the inbounds. So Red Raiders trailing by 17 right now. And they're trying to all rue the rotation. There it is. Open three off the rim from the wing right. Prohoda couldn't put it down. Rebound to Krings. Grace Krings, four threes on the night. There it is again. Another three down. 15 points on five threes. 41-21, Red Raiders trailing. Trying to drive, puts it off the glass, too hard. Rebound comes down. That was Prohoda from the wing right. She drove. The three, no good. Coming down with it, pulling it away. Oh, my goodness. And they're going to call the foul in the backcourt on Ertl. That'll be her second personal, second team foul. Oh, they're going it on Prohoda. Oh, my goodness. She had possession of the ball, and they're calling her with the foul. So that takes one away, and it goes out of bounds. How she could get called for the foul when she was trying to wrench the ball away in a jump ball situation, I don't know. Inbound baseline, right. Oh, ball goes off of Schulte's hands. And now let's see if it went out of bounds off of, went off. I hope they're going to call a foul here. So right now, the Red Raiders trailing by 20 with 12-10 left. The outside shooting of the Eagles is making the difference right now. Down on the right side, Ashley tries to put it up off her fingers, but it stays for the Red Raiders. Allie and Becker back in. So the Red Raiders, three team fouls, two on The Eagles tried to throw it in and tried to throw it deep, and it's knocked away, and it's going to stay Red Raiders ball. Ashley Grimm knocked it away. Trying to get it there was LaValle. Red Raiders inbounded from just the left, check right of the scorer's table. Checked out. Quick moves around. Noack's in there now. Pass. Oh, nice shot. Oh, it just didn't go. Trying to put it up there was Love on the rebound. Fakethong put up one that I thought was going to go in. It was a beautiful soft touch. Went right off the rim. Quickly in the forecourt, they're driving the baseline, putting it up, no good. Rebound comes down, it's taking it away. There's another three, and that was Owie. She's got 5.5, and that takes it to 44-21 with 11:18 left. Red Raiders trying to work that ball into the low post. Moving the ring. There she is, driving the lane again. No basket. Oh, they're calling it before the shot. So that will be a non-shooting situation. Team third foul for Schulte. Quick substitution. 10:59 left. Red Raiders trailing by 23. Inbounds, left wing, Heisey. Right wing, there's a nice three. Up high, off the rim, no good. Pulling it down hard was Owie. Red Raiders playing the tight D. Owie spins, leaves it for Becker. Becker back to Owie, wing left. Cross court on the right side to Ashley Grimm. There's Owie for another three from the top. She's got 8.5, 16 in the game, 47-21, 10:18 left. Outside shooting has been very, very good for the Eagles. Down in the low post. Nice, pretty move. Oh, couldn't finish. On the spin layup was Heisey off the glass, just a little hard. Eagles back in the forecourt. Another wing left, another three, another basket. That's Grimm. And they're going to take a full timeout. We'll take one as well. 9:49 left, 50-21. Red Raiders trail. You're listening to Red Raider Girls Basketball on Bull Falls Radio 98.9.
County Materials is growing. For more than 75 years, they've manufactured concrete, construction, and landscape products used to build the communities where Americans live, work, and play. County Materials offers competitive wages and opportunities for growth and relocation. County Materials provides on-the-job training and skills development and certification opportunities. Together, they're building a company that hardworking people are proud to work for, live near, and do business with since 1946. Build a rewarding career with County Materials by visiting workatcounty.com.
At Marathon Family Dentistry, 981 Bluestone Lane, our goal is to give you the smile you've dreamed of having. Our team is ready to listen to you, answer all of your questions, and make your visit a relaxing, pain-free experience. For more information and to set up an appointment, call 715-443-2200 or visit us online at marathonfamilydentistry.com. Dr. Noel Marks, Dr. Corey Schulte, and all of us at Marathon Family Dentistry proudly support the Red Raiders and all of our Marathon student athletes.
And welcome to Coverdale High School. I am downtown Otterboro's pleased to be bringing you Marathon Red Raider Girls Basketball. Right here at Bull Falls Radio 98.9, 50-21. Big lead for the Auburndale Eagles. There's a left baseline three. No good off the rim. And that one was put up by Baldesweiler. And coming down with it is Grimm, who takes it into the forecourt. 9:23 left. Trying to front down in the post area. Right now, The Eagles are content to work the perimeter. They've got a 29-point lead. Down low post, kicked back out. Becker's out there on the left wing. To Howie on the right wing. Howie's got 16 points. Down, oh, there it is. Down low, finally shaking it off with Hasserl. She puts it down. 52-21. Red Raiders trail, 8:38 left. Pocketthong leaves it, driving. Kicked out on the left wing to Prohoda. Down low, oh, underneath the basket. Too far was Heisey, and coming away with it is Becker for the Eagles. 52-21, 8:15 left. Another three off the glass. A little too far. Trying to save it. Nice job there on the floor from Heisey. Goes into the forecourt. They're driving, putting it up. No good. Grabbing it. Oh, over the back. Was Hasserl. Hasserl second, team's fourth. Love checks back in along with Helke. Red Raiders trailing by 31 points now. Inbound, top of the key. Prohoda. Nice spin move. Nice off the glass, off the spin move is Love. That's only the fifth and sixth points for the Red Raiders this half. And now we got an injury timeout. I think Becker got hurt. She's checking out. Grace Krings with five threes. Checks back in. Trainer's taking a look at Becker. I think she got the wind knocked out of her a little bit. Howie swings right to Kring. Misses that one short. Rebound comes down to Halke. Halke gets it to Prohoda. Prohoda brings it in. Bucket gone. Starts to go for the three. Give her credit. Oh, they're going to give her a travel on that one. Beautiful move again, working her way around. And put the ball up left-handed, but that same official trailed on, was baseline official before, makes the call for the far side. 52-23. And there's an intercepted pass by Prohoda. She gets it back. Starts to drive the lane. Kicks it out. Cross-court pass to Love from Helke. There it is. No good on the three and unable to save it. Ashley Fockethong puts up the three from the left wing. Gets nothing. 52-23, 6:56 left. Coach Schneider keeps throwing Thresh legs out there. There's another three. This one too deep, comes down to Prohoda. That three was from Grimm at the top of the key. Prohoda goes, shut off. Fakitan puts it up. Yeah, she bait. Drains that one. And she has 7.5, and there's going to be another timeout. We'll take a 30. 6:33 left, 52-26. Auburndale leads Marathon. You're listening to Marathon Red Raider Girls Playoff Basketball on Blue Falls Radio 98.9.
The Eat Fresh Refresh just won't stop. Now Subway is refreshing their catering with easy order platters and box meals perfect for any occasion. Start with our sandwich or wrap platters. They're loaded with craveable crowd pleasers to feed your crew without all the work. Or try our individually packaged box meals, each with a tasty 6-inch sub, foot-long or wrap, plus chips and a freshly baked cookie. So when you have a group to feed, make it fun, delicious, and easy with catering from Subway. Visit Subway.com to place your catering order. Advance notice may be required.
And welcome back to Auburndale High School. I am downtown Audenboro. Pleased to be bringing you Marathon Red Raider Girls D5 WIAA Regional Semifinals. Red Raiders have only been able to get 9 points here in the second half, and 25 for the Eagles. 5 3-pointers here in the second half to go with 5 in the first half. Full court pressure now. Bringing the ball up is Ashley Grimm. Gets it over to Grace Krings. Beautiful behind-the-back move. Tries to pass it down low. Knocked away. Stays with the Eagles. Baseline right. Nope, baseline left. Excuse me. Inbound and lost. Ashley Fuckathon gets it. Goes there full length. They're calling an offensive foul. The ball was moving down the court. Prohoda gets her fourth foul, fourth team foul. It was a layup situation on a breakaway, and they call Prohoda for the blocking foul. Left wing, back to the right wing, Owie. Driving, tried to put it off, coming down, puts it back. And there's a beautiful layup, Ashley Grimm. She's got 7.5, 13 in the game, 54-26. Love kicks it over to the left side. Nice shot, no good. Air ball kept away. Nice block out there by the Eagles. Josephine Ertl. So 5:28 left, Red Raiders down by 28 points. Grace Krings brings it up forecourt. In the lane, oh, beautiful scoop! Oh, Hasserhol with a scoop from darn near the floor off the board, 56-26, 5 minutes left. Red Raiders, nice drive, left side, shut off, and beautiful move there by Prohoda. She's got 6 for the game. 56-28, 4:45 left. Eagles clearly headed to most likely St. Mary Catholic tomorrow. And there's going to be a call of a foul. Again, the same trailing official. Emma Love gets her first personal. That's the fifth team foul. Continuing to throw fresh legs out there. Coach Schneider inbounds. Howie gets it, leaves it for Krings. Krings tries to shoot it, knocked away. Coming down with it was Hasserhol. Nice knocking it away there was LaValle, but the ball stays with Ertl inbounding it for the Eagles. Gets it to Grace Krings. 4:08 left, 56-28. Krings kicks it back. Ertl leaves it there, and they're picking it up for the Red Raiders, going all the way in and putting it up is LaValle. She's got her 6th and 7th point. That cuts it to 56-30. Overplaying there on the defense and then going on the floor. And then they're going to call a foul. I think that's going to be on Ertl. Her second team, 5th. So 5 fouls each way, 3:45 left. Inbounding it on the far side to Fuckathon was Baldeschweiler. Top of the key goes left. Driving there is Baldeschweiler. Fuckathon puts it up and she's fouled. So our Marathon Part Cities timeout, 3 in this half, 3 in the first half. But otherwise, the action's been pretty much end-to-end. 56-30, Ashley's at the line shooting two. She's got 13 in the game. Misses the first. 4-for-7 from the line. Puts up the second off the front of the rim. 4-for-8 from the line. Rebound comes down. There's a three. Yes! Ball came loose. Baldesweiler gets the three, and that cuts it to 56-33. No quit in these Red Raiders. Down by 23, 3:15 left, and now an offensive foul. Owie sends Prohoda to the floor. That's Owie's third and the seventh foul, but it was an offensive foul. So Anderson and Wolf check in as Coach Owie starts to clear the bench. 56-33, 3:12 left. Pocketthong brings it in. Brings it up, I should say. Quickly moving it around to Prohoda from Nowak. Prohoda tries to throw it down, and she gets it bounced off the hands of one of the defenders. There's another three, just too much for Baldesweiler on that one off the rim. 56-33, 2:42 left. Driving the baseline, nice shutoff. Ball's turned over now. Losing it down low was Ertl. Bringing it up is Pocketthong. She goes the whole route off the rim, and there's going to be a two-shot foul. Third on Hasserall, team eighth, shooting two. 4-for-8 from the line. 13 points for Ashley Pocketthong. I'll get it right before the end of the game. And she puts it down. So she's now 5 of 9 for the free throw line. Excellent play in the backcourt. But the three-point shooting of the Eagles is definitely the difference. And she gets the roll on that one. So she's 6 of 10 from the line. 15 points on the night. Into the forecourt now. Anderson. Anderson, nice ball handling there. No pressure at all. Hands off. Reach around there, but no call. Maya King Krings in the lane. Kicked out left side. Now driving the lane, kicks it out. Auburndale's content to move the ball around now. There's the drive kicked out left side. They're in no hurry to shoot. Now there's a foul called. And that foul is on LaValle, her third, team sixth. Checking in now, Samantha Stanton. Stanton will inbound it on the far side. Minute 44 left. Red Raiders down by 21. Anderson just dribbling, passes wing right. Nobody's going to be taking any shots, I don't think, right now for the Eagles. Trying to hold on to it there with Stanton. Gets it out. Krings. Krings tries to get it down low. And a timeout is called. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll take one as well. 56-35, minute 23 left. We'll take 30. You're listening to Marathon Red Raider Girls playoff basketball on Bull Falls Radio 98.9.
When it's time to remodel your home, it's time to call Underwood Construction. Underwood Construction specializes in roofing, siding, decks, garages, and tile installation. Kevin and Craig Underwood bring 15 years of experience to your project and are fully insured. Serving all of North Central Wisconsin's construction and remodeling needs, call Craig Underwood for a free estimate at 715-573-5754. Underwood Construction is a proud supporter of Marathon High School Sports.
And welcome back to Auburndale High School on the inbounds play. It's knocked away by LaValle. She gets it into the forecourt. 56-35, Red Raiders trail. Minute 9 left in this one. Red Raiders continuing to play hard. Oh, look at that. Driving in again. I'll tell you, she knows how to draw the foul through four players. Fakathong, and she'll go to the line, and that'll be the first foul on Anderson. 9th team foul, 10 in the first half. And with the roll, Ashley goes to 7-11 from the free throw line. 10 points in the second half. And the Red Raiders send in four reserves. Only Fakathong is out there. And she will put up the second and make that. So she's 4-for-6, 8-for-12 from the free throw line. She checks out now. 17 points. Most likely our Twin Forest Products player of the game. 50 seconds left. Still playing aggressive defense out there. All of these second unit players. Number of seniors graduating this year that Coach Schneider will need to replace. There's a turnaround shot. No good. Pulling it down for the rebound. Who checked in right now is Pazik. Red Raiders starting to drive. There was Blanker. Kicked back. Ashley's sister, Fakathong, out there at the point. She's on the right wing. Kicks it out. There's a three. No good. 2 seconds left. One. And there is the horn. And the final score is 56-37. We'll take three. Back with our Marathon Part City post-game show. You're listening to Marathon Red Raider Girls Basketball on Bull Falls Radio 98.9.
When you order a steak at your favorite restaurant, you expect it to be cooked just right and to have it surrounded with all the sides you wanted. Hello, my name is Steve Brickner, and I feel the same way about cars. Here at Brickner Motors in Little Chicago, we'll help you order your brand new Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, or Jeep and get it equipped the way you want it and the color you've always dreamed of. That means you won't overpay for something you don't want. This is just another reason people make the drive north of Marathon to Little Chicago. We may be in the middle of nowhere, but there's no better testament that shows we take care of our customers better than anyone else around. You won't hear gimmicks, no overpromising, or under-delivering. Whether you choose from our in-stock selection or order factory fresh, quality vehicles and competitive prices are what keep people coming back again and again. Make the drive out to Brickner Motors on Little Chicago's northeast side and let our family take care of your family. You can count on us.
At People's State Bank, they always see the potential in helping communities throughout North Central Wisconsin. People's is a community bank that's proud of its legacy, but keeping an eye on the future, staffed with friends and neighbors ready to listen to you and find the best financial solution to help you see your potential. Visit your local People's State Bank location or bankpeoples.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There are four reasons to see Four Seasons screen printing in Marathon. First, Four Seasons handles screen printing and custom embroidery on tees, long sleeve shirts, hoodies, and dry fits. Second, they're family owned and operated for over 18 years. Third, low prices. And reason number four to see Four Seasons screen printing, lightning fast turnaround. Four Seasons screen printing, open Monday through Friday from 8 till 4 at 12508 Highland Drive in Marathon. Call 845-1146. Email the number fourseasonsprint@gmail.com.
Parts City.
Need auto parts but can't get to a store right now? Head to PartsCityAuto.com. Order your parts online and pick them up at your Part City Auto Parts store. No shipping costs, easy returns, and convenient pickup on your schedule, in-store or online. Shop any way you like at Part City Auto Parts.
Marathon Part City, located at 401 Pine Street in Marathon City. Call 715-443-0003.
Part City.
Twin Forest Products of Marathon is a full-service forestry company specializing in the careful, selective harvest of timber for private landowners, businesses, and governmental agencies. Twin brothers John and Jeff Lawrence work hard to uphold positive relationships with their customers, integrity of the logging profession, and safety in their operations. For more information and timber appraisals, call Twin Forest Products in Marathon at 715-443-2700 or go online at twinforestproducts.com.
And welcome back to Auburndale High School. I am downtown Ollie Burroughs. Pleased to be bringing you our Marathon Part City 401 Pine Street and Marathon post-game show. Well, the show tonight was all threes from the Auburndale Eagles at home. They win 56-37 for the Eagles. And I'm going through the stats a number of times, and still I'm not sure I got all the numbers correct. But the bottom line is the Eagles put up 29 points in the second half, 20 for the Red Raiders, so the overall margin was 19 points. Grace Krings had 15 for Auburndale. Maya Krings had 13 points for Ashley Grimm, 7 for Josephine Ertl. And I'm taking a quick look at all of my math here. And I've got 16 points for, I should say 15 points for Owie and 4 points for Hasserall. So that made up the 56 points. And for the Red Raiders are Twin Forest Products Player of the Game. And it is brought to you by Twin Forest Products. They are a full-service forestry company specializing in the careful, selective harvest of timber for private landowner businesses and governmental agencies. TwinForestProducts.com. And our Player of the Game is Ashley Fockethong. 17 points in the game. 3 twos, a 3, and 8 for 12 from the line. She's also the leading scorer. LaValle with 7, Prohoda with 6, Baldeschweiler with 3, and 2 each for Helke and Love. So we're going to take another break. Hopefully Coach Schneider will be able to come to join us for our Twin Forest Products post-game show. You're listening to Marathon Red Raider Girls Playoff Basketball right here on Bow Falls Radio 98.9.
When it's time to create your new kitchen or bath, you think about who to see for cabinets, then who to see for countertops. Now you can do it all in one convenient stop at Varney Brothers Kitchen and Bath in Weston. Varney Brothers begins by creating custom cabinets crafted with rich, gorgeous solid wood. Just imagine the feel of the grain and the exquisite finish. Doors and drawers that operate flawlessly using the finest hardware and glides available. All the result of a relentless pursuit of detail by a Varney Brothers master craftsman. Now complete the look with a custom granite countertop. So polished, so smooth. Varney Brothers Kitchen and Bath is a locally owned family business. They make everything right in their shop, and you'll deal directly with the cabinet maker every step of the way with no middleman. That means your kitchen or bath will only look like $1 million. Turn your kitchen or bath into a custom showplace with the help of Varney Brothers Kitchen and Bath at 715-370-5352. Online at varneybrotherskitchenandbath.com. Varney Brothers Kitchen and Bath, from halfway around the world to your kitchen.
Does your office have a disaster plan for data? Have you tested your backups? Even something as simple as a hard drive failure, power outage, employee error, or lightning strike can stop your business cold if you can't get to your documents or email. Prolonged downtime costs money and could cost your company everything. That's why the Dirks Group offers Rapid Recovery, a disaster recovery solution that can help you get your data back fast. Rapid Recovery uses a remote backup system that's monitored and verified so you know your backups will work in the event of a disaster. With the Dirks Group and Rapid Recovery, you get the peace of mind of knowing everything is taken care of. Your data can be restored quickly, accurately, and easily. Visit DirksGroup.com to learn more about Rapid Recovery and other Dirks Group IT services that go beyond the network.
Mark's Chiropractic in Marathon offers a variety of services for all ages. Dr. Keith Marks, with 22 years of experience, has treated Marathon with professional chiropractic services for 18 years at 117 Main Street. If you're suffering with headaches, neck or lower back pain, arm or leg issues, or experiencing numbness, call Mark's Chiropractic at 715-443-6777 for an appointment. Everyone at Mark's Chiropractic wish the Red Raider team success throughout the year. Win or lose, we've got your backs.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
I am Kevin Connell. I'm from the post-game show visit. Coach Jeff Schneider. Coach, thanks for coming over to join us.
Absolutely. Thanks for doing the game.
You told me pre-game it was shooting. I was looking for the joysticks over on the side, the way Krings, Krings drops five threes. She gets out there, she gets clear, she drops the shoulder, you know what's coming. And those threes are what made the difference. It's a 19-point, but the game was much more competitive. It's just take away those threes, it's a whole nother game. Am I right, Coach?
Yeah, I give Auburndale credit. We were saying they looked like really what they're capable of, and we knew that they were, and today was phenomenal for them, making shots, and, so give them a lot of credit. After that, I just want to thank our kids. They've battled so hard all season. They've been, up and down. We've been in games like this. We've been in close games. They've done, I just think the effort was super all the way to the end. And, I thought our five seniors had really good leadership all year. And it was a great group to coach and a lot of fun.
For them, anything short of the golden ball.
Yeah.
For anybody. Seniors.
Yeah.
They know they're done. Talk to us about those seniors and what they've to you.
Coming into this year, we had, two of them, Ashley and Callie, that had any experience. It's on their shoulders to really pull everybody else along, and they did a super job with that. And, they molded kids into, a team. And I thought, we played some really, really good stretches of basketball. We had a good run where we won 5 out of 6 late January and February. And that's when, you really want to be playing our best, and we were. And, I think bottom line is we got better throughout the season. And that's all you can ask of kids. These kids have worked hard, and that's all you can ask. They've given their best. And unfortunately, that we recognize the scoreboard and the winning and the losing more than effort sometimes, but these kids are huge effort winners.
There was no quitting them out there, Coach.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely no quit there at the end. And Auburndale plays aggressive basketball, 19 fouls for them. And I guess the big thing is right now they move on against the number one seed in the sectional. I know you just well enough to know that next season starts tomorrow. You'll start looking.
Absolutely, yeah. So start getting our postseason stuff and evaluate, including me and the coaches, and see what we can keep improving and keep doing better. And you know, I think are, you know, we've got some good young kids that are going to put time in and, you know, work on their game. And, you know, it really doesn't matter what you do. You need kids that can play. And so that's our focus now, is to develop players.
Talk about our Twin Forest Products player of the game, Ashley. I'll tell you, she'd go in on four. She'd drive in on four and just snake around him. And a couple times she just kissed it off the glass.
Yeah,
she's 8 for 12 from the line, so she got hammered.
She's just absolutely fearless. She's just such a joy to be around. She just exudes confidence. And, you know, she's so competitive. I mean, I said to the kids in the locker room, there's not one practice where we didn't have competitiveness. We didn't have kids working hard. And that's just been such a joy, fun as a coach. And that starts with her. And her and Callie, they're just so competitive and play so hard all the time, every drill. And, you know, I just going to miss them a ton, and happy for some good memories that they've created here.
Well, and the other seniors there out there, LaValle, Prohoda, Baldesweiler, very rare to have four seniors in that starting lineup. So suddenly depart, you know, this is the time you'd like a couple number one draft choices, from eighth grade or something.
Yeah, you know what, I think that's really important as a program. I think that your team starts and ends with seniors, and, you know, you need help from others, you know, underclassmen, but seniors is, they've got the most invested, and these kids invested a lot, and it showed throughout the season how they battled, and I'm super proud of them, I'm happy, and it's hard to be happy right now but I'm happy that they've had some good experiences.
Well, Coach, we as always appreciate you joining us here for our Twin Forest Products post-game show, and I'm sitting in for Tom Weaver, so I don't know when I'll get to see you again, but thanks for
visiting. Great to see you, Ollie. You do a great job as always, so I appreciate it.
Your $10 is under the chair. And that's going to do it for us here today. For Tim Neumeyer, who always makes me sound better than I am, downtown Ollie Burroughs from Auburndale High School, where in this regional semifinal, the final score is the Auburndale Eagles 56, your Marathon Red Raiders 19. Wishing you all a blessed evening. Goodbye for now.
This has been Marathon High School Basketball on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 to 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. Marathon Basketball has been brought to you by Barney Brothers Kitchen and Bath, the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Sun Printing, the Dirks Group, Rickners of Little Chicago, Fisher Transportation, Four Seasons Screen Printing, County Materials, Twin Forest Products, the Marathon Athletic Club, Marathon Cheese, Marathon City Sports Center, Marathon Family Dentistry, Marathon Park City, Mark's Chiropractic, the People State Bank, Subway of Marathon, and Underwood Construction. Thanks for joining us for Marathon High School Basketball on your home for the Red Raiders, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.